RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it.
For your lives.
It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
MP on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard Monday morning in the beautiful city of Richmond, Virginia, where it's going to snow again. Did a snow show Friday. Let's do a snow show again today. Why the heck not Richmond? Programming note, won't be with you tomorrow. Also will not be with you on Wednesday. Going out of town for a couple days after this. We'll be back on Thursday. Checking in Thursdays with friends ahead of what will hopefully be a better weekend in the world of sports than this one was. Friday night, JMU takes care of business. VCU men's basketball takes care of business. I got a little scare in the first half. Took care of business after that. They'll be back Wednesday night against New Mexico. They'll probably need to play better than that to win the day on that one. Of course, Saturday night, UVA will get to the college football playoff momentarily. Gut punch for UVA. Right there in the overtime, so many chances, so many moments, so much second guessing. We'll go into that. It stings. I was on a Wood show on Saturday, and he said, "Is this the biggest game ever for UVA football?" And yeah, there's the thing. There's the old saying, right, where losing stings worse than winning feels good. And I'm going to invoke that here because I do think losing the game to Virginia Tech would have been the absolute worst possible outcome for UVA this season. I really believe that. And that didn't happen. They won that game, and they got that moment, and the fans came on the field and celebrated. This would have been the biggest upside by far, making the college football playoff. And now that we've seen the brackets, they would have gotten to go play Ole Miss, and I wouldn't have mind letting them go down there, poke at Ole Miss, see what they had. That would not have bothered me one bit. I think that would have been a potentially competitive football game down there. Instead, Duke gets you. You fall one game short. Still a great season. Still a lot to be proud of there in Charlottesville. But yeah, the upside on that, just making a college football playoff game would have been insane. JMU is going to get a $1.5 million check just for what happened this weekend. As before anything else, it's before they sell t-shirts, before they sell tickets, it's before anything else coming their way. Yeah, UVA's check would have been a lot bigger than that because the Group of Five payout is smaller than the Power Conference payout. Dagger for the Cavs. And yet, I would argue, not the biggest Misery Monday participant today. Reminder, we'll be with you until noon. AWOD Radio takes over. From Capitol Ale House, you can go commiserate with Adam. We had our Odyssey holiday party over at Capitol Ale House Thursday night. Had a ton of fun out there. I pounded some of those pretzels. I love the pretzel at Capitol Ale House. Got to try the pretzel if you're down there. UVA is not the biggest Misery Monday participant because the Washington Commanders played, and the Washington Commanders got it handed to them. Offensively, defensively, wasn't a lot of special teams to speak of because it was mostly just kickoffs. That's as brutal a game as you can have, and that's why I talked about needing a win, and they still need a win, obviously, but just this notion that they got a win equivalent last week in a lot of people's minds. Taking Denver to overtime, the Broncos game felt really good because that was the team we wanted to see, and they were coming off a bye, and they got guys back, and it felt like there was momentum, and Dan Quinn was calling the defense, but it wasn't a real win. It was a moral victory win, and it's a little like drinking a Coke Zero. It tastes like Coke, and also, you know, it's not Coke. It's Coke adjacent. Is a tasty product. I drink them from time to time. There's nothing wrong with a Coke Zero. And also, you know, it's not a real Coke. Everybody's very aware of that, even the people who drink them and enjoy them. It's designed to taste like it, but it's not. That's a moral victory. And they got one last week, and it reset the narrative for a week. But it wasn't a real win. They're still on this losing streak. They're still very much needing a W in this next little stretch to reset everything that's going wrong around here. 8-game losing streak, headed to the Meadowlands for another, I hate to say it, winnable game, because that is the term I used to refer to this past one as well. It was a winnable game in Minnesota, and not only did they not win, they got shut out for the first time since 2019. A brutal finish there. Here's what I want to say big picture about this game before we get into what it means for the team going forward, all that. Dan Quinn is a fine football coach, which is not how he wants to hear me starting this segment because we're going there. Dan Quinn's a fine football coach. He has been outclassed this year to a huge degree by what I would call the offensive specialist. Matt LaFleur pantsed him in Green Bay, as he always does when he faces Dan Quinn. Kevin O'Connell, great offensive mind, took him to task. The Seahawks, Clint Kubiak, who is a rising offensive star, shredded this defense to little tiny bits. And there were games against coaches who are not in that tier where they did fine. They won some of those games. They beat the Giants. They beat the Raiders. They hung tight against the Broncos, right? A team with a defensive identity, but you know, not a team that is known for its offense. But those elite offensive coaches, they're shredding Dan Quinn. And that's the warning sign here. That's the warning light. Because it wasn't just Jaden. I haven't gotten to Jaden's injury yet. Or Zach Ertz's injury. Dang, that one stings. That may have been the last time we see Zach Ertz on a football field. That stings a lot. But Dan Quinn, that defense, gets outclassed by really, really good offensive coordinators. And that's the struggle here because he's good. He's good at what he does. He's very good at dialing things up. He looked good in the Miami game. He looked good in the Denver game as the play caller. He had the element of surprise in Miami because he was doing a lot of stuff they hadn't seen before. but we've got big picture questions here about do you want to ride with that? Now, I will say this, as we talk Monday morning after the win, or after the Vikings win, as we talk on Monday morning, I'm not yelling Dan Quinn should be fired, but I am saying this. If Cliff Kingsbury leaves, if he takes the Giants job, I'm not letting Dan Quinn pick an offensive coordinator. I'm going to reboot the whole thing. I'm going to grab myself Mike Tomlin if he's available, and if he's not available, the best offensive coach on the market. I'm going to go hard at Clint Kubiak, try to get him here to fix Jaden. Because you can't. We talk about this all the time. This is the most important window in the life of the Commanders franchise. Jaden Daniels' rookie contract is half done now. Y'all, throw in the towel on this season. It's over. He's going to keep playing. He's going to get his reps. He should. But this season's over. We're halfway through the Jaden Daniels rookie contract, y'all. That's the reality check this morning. And I am fine letting Dan Quinn and current staff coach next season. And if it's Dan Quinn and a new offensive staff, I don't like that anymore for next season. I like continuity. Continuity is not always doable. But if Cliff Kingsbury is coming back, and I don't know how the Giants feel about him, I know it's a thing that's being discussed, I would not hesitate for a second to say, let's go get an offensive-minded head coach. We can't play this game. We'll repair Jaden with somebody next year, maybe fire DQ at the end of next year, get back, and then have to fire somebody again. And yeah, I'm going to mention Adam Peters in this segment. There's pressure on him as well. Now, I think all the moves were defensible. I think he had to push some chips in, and it just didn't pan out. But he does. He needs to get younger, and he needs to get drafting, and those are big moments ahead for this franchise. They're going to have a good draft pick. That much is evident. You think these guys are beating the Eagles? They might win one of the two. Crazy things happen in the NFL, but I certainly would bet against it at this moment. It's an existential crisis here. And top down, general manager down, everybody's on notice. 8-game losing streak. Really got to get one Sunday. I hate turning the corner this quickly, turning the page this quickly. We'll dive into everything else from the game. But that's your takeaway here. Last week's win wasn't a real win, so this week's loss feels like an eighth straight because it is an eighth straight. And the defense did not play well enough, and the offense did not play well enough. I'm not yelling everybody needs to be fired, but we're watching the rest of the way. And certainly if Cliff Kingsbury leaves, you got to clean house, go get an offensive-minded head coach, which is a thing I've wanted from the beginning. So I'm not blazing any new territory there for regular listeners of the show, but it's crucially important you get that one right. And you're monitoring the front office too, because you are not going to be able to get star veterans this offseason. They came last year because they thought they were going to the Super Bowl here. They're not going to Super Bowl. Von Miller talking like he's coming back next year. That would be awesome. You'd rather have Von Miller than not have Von Miller. At the same time, you got to find a way to get younger. Relying on veterans works if you're good every year and can go get those veterans every year. It worked for Brady's Patriots. It worked for Mahomes' Chiefs because those are perennial contenders. Those are teams where veterans are always going to show up.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And want to play. This is not one of those teams. This is not a team that's going to have the drawing power to get those veterans this offseason. I'm not even going into Jane right now because I want to go into Zach Ertz. I feel for Zach Ertz, who lifted this team late last year, was so good late last year, lifted this team again, the Broncos, bought enough time for Terry to get in the flow of business and maybe have a chance at that win, has given his all to this team. You hate to see it end like that if this is indeed the end, but a torn ACL in December, it's hard to imagine things change. All right, so that's Misery Monday. Howdy, y'all. It's not great out there. Let's finish with a positive note because everybody loves a giveaway, and you know I love giving away tickets to VCU basketball at the Siegel Center. Get your dialing fingers warmed up right here because I got 2 tickets to VCU basketball against American University, the whole country. That's right. They represent the whole thing. No, they're from D.C., and they're a good team. They made the tournament last couple of years. Next Thursday, December 18, pair of tickets, VCU basketball against American. Here's what I need you to do. Call right now, 833-804-0910. Dial in 833-804-0910. And if you are the lucky first caller, we're giving you a pair of tickets to see VCU basketball against American University. We're back with more after this on your home for the Rams. This is 910 The Fan.
That whole
now at 105. First segment, Misery Monday segment, without mentioning Jaden Daniels in depth. He's the quarterback of the Washington Commanders, by the way. Got hurt again. All right. That was, I'm going to say it. You listening, Awan? You got this one set to record. A bad play call by Cliff Kingsbury. I've been accused of overly defending Cliff this season. Let it be known, I will not be defending Cliff on that play for that moment. You're going at Van Ginkle with a screen at a key moment. A guy who not only has a history of eating up Washington on that play, but is known league-wide, is a really good defender in that situation, a really good defender against the screen. On a day where they were bringing a lot of pressure that you didn't have answers for. And I think that's the main difference to me between this year and last year. I think about the games we've seen Jaden in this year, because I'm going Jaden only right now. Last year, Jaden got blitzed. Jaden got rattled early in games. I can't recall a game where they pressured him successfully and relentlessly for 4 quarters. I don't think it happened. He adjusted on the fly. He learned. He called off better blitz protections. He made it happen. That's the Jaden I know. And that's the Cliff Kingsbury I know. quick adjustments, got back into action. We didn't see that guy this season. The games he struggled wire to wire, and they got pressure, and they got pressure yesterday wire to wire, and I think that's part of the disappointing thing here for the offense and for Jaden Daniels is that lack of ability to adjust that was so crucial last year. They were so good. His processor was running so fast last year. It didn't matter what you threw at him. Jaden Daniels got better as a result of it. Hasn't been the case this year. And I think back to the Packers game. I really do want to lump them in. Kevin O'Connell, Matt LaFleur, you know, young, bright offensive coordinators who know the game. These are the guys who have shredded Dan Quinn, as they did yesterday. But they also, the Vikings also have a very formidable defense. Packers do too. Good football minds there. They bottled up Jaden as a runner. That's a thing we've seen this year, is those teams, those elite teams, really successfully deny him the running lanes while also containing the pass. They had the full complement. Terry was back. Zach Ertz was in for most of the game. They're not going to have the full complement again, by the way. Zach Ertz ain't coming back. That's tough. Daniel Jones, too. Brutal injury for Daniel Jones. You feel for that guy. We'll go around the NFL, talk about him a little bit later. Steelers are back in it. Hello. That's wild. Full complement. Noah Brown's back. Terry's back. Debo's in. Threw the ball right at Debo. He wasn't looking once. The timing was off because the Vikings disrupted it. And these are the things where I'm confused because these weren't issues last year. Last year, teams got one over on Jaden from time to time, and he went back to the iPad, and he ran back out, and it wasn't an issue anymore. And it was an issue yesterday. And that's the part that leaves me scratching my head. That guy has systemic issues. That's Sam Howell-esque right there. Sam Howell has his moments. You're like, I don't trust him because there are things he can't do. I didn't feel that way about Jaden. I thought he could do everything last year. Now this year, we're seeing the opposite, and I don't know how much the injury was a factor. We're hearing, obviously, that he could have come back in the game, that he'll be good to go this week, that there was no reason to bring him back in at that juncture given the score, and I do think that's the correct take here from Dan Quinn and from the Commanders, especially after what happened against Seattle. The injury itself, I'm not worried about the injury itself. Clearly, Jaden rushed back. And wasn't fully himself, and also, he's still able to throw the ball, still delivering some strikes. Had the long drive to open the game, first quarter drive. There were so few possessions in that first half, because the Vikings went 98 yards, brutal, and Jaden wasn't bad in the first half, but man, they kept pressuring him. Now, I started this segment by critiquing Cliff Kingsbury. We're not going any further without me also saying, yeah, I hear you. I did not like three straight throws from second and goal, third and goal, fourth and goal from the two-yard line either. That was a tough look for the coach. I know he's excited to have Jaden back. I know he wants to get Jaden the touchdown, get him rolling. Punch it in. Punch the ball in. You've got your offensive line. They're healthy. You've got Chris Rodriguez. He's playing well. You've got Jeremy McNichols. He's playing well. Punch the ball in. Don't overthink this stuff. That was painful to watch. Not nearly as painful, though, as coming 98 yards the other way as a result of it. That was double painful. Oof, 98 yards the other way on one of the longest drives of recent NFL memory, 12 minutes long. Vikings did whatever they wanted. Y'all, J.J. McCarthy is not a good quarterback. He's been really bad this year. And to give him that kind of time to let him pick you apart like that, I don't think this is going to age well. I don't think this is the game where J.J. McCarthy turned the corner. I think this is a stinker. I think it's going to age as such. I don't think the Vikings are turning it around. I don't think they're flying towards 500 to end their season. Brutal finish for the Commanders there to not get it at the goal line. three tries, three passes, and then to give up the 98-yard drive. That's your whole game right there. But Jaden had moments. Offense played better than the defense, if you're making me pick one. They both stunk. But Cliff Kingsbury, bad game. He wants this one back. Jaden had moments, and you could tell he's feeling ginger as well. Very first play, Vikings hit him right there in the arm. They were testing him. Retrospect, should he have played? I don't know. He's not the reason they got destroyed, as evidenced by Mariota coming in, doing the same thing. Jaden's not the reason they got destroyed, and also didn't help the situation at all. The good news is it's still the non-throwing arm injury. That's not going to set him back long-term. The bad news is we're right back where we started. They've got to get a win, and they're playing the Giants this weekend. The Giants are going to be out for revenge. I'm nervous about that. I'm nervous about this game in the Meadowlands. If it's cold, if Jaden is struggling to garner some of that momentum, I'm nervous about all this, y'all. Because we've now seen three iterations of Jaden, and in each one, defense has been able to have their way with him. He's coming back next year. I still believe in that skill set, just like I still believe in Bill. But I believe in Jaden even more because I've seen it for a whole year. A lot of big things happening next year. Hate that we're talking about next year already in early December. It's snowing. Take consolation in that, I guess. Snow day, talking about next year. Just some of the many traditions here on MP on the Mic. All right, college football on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan. 105.1 FM on a Misery Monday. Commiserating with you up until noon. That's when AWOD commiserates with you. From Capital Ale House, the home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. The burgers are always good. Never a Misery Monday for the burgers. But you go commiserate on a brutal 31-0 loss. That's surprising. I think the most surprising outcome yesterday by far was that Steelers-Ravens game. Lamar shut down the stretch. The catch, not a catch, which we'll all be talking about forever. I can see it both ways. Here's my thing. You take replay out of the game, nothing to worry about there. The ref calls it. We can debate it all week, but the ref called it on the field. When you add replay and replay overturns a 50-50 play, that's when we all get worked up. That's when everybody starts to have big thoughts all of a sudden, which certainly happened at the end of that one. A credit to the Steelers. Oh, Aaron Rodgers, man, hanging on to that football instead of fumbling it. Aaron Rodgers dealing, took a deep shot, and the Steelers defense, which we know is very good. Do I think the Steelers will win the division? I'm still not sold at all, but it cracks open the door. And then since he's got a shot, if since he wins yesterday, we're talking about them very much in this same pattern here. But they didn't. They give it away to Joe Burrow interceptions down the stretch, which is wild. He's so good. And you know, snow game, sure. But that surprised me to see Joe Burrow give it away. I expected the Bengals to give it away. I didn't expect Joe Burrow to give it away. That was a little bit of a wild one. So lots of implication games here, and playoff picture starting to crystallize. Can the Colts hang on? I don't know if the Colts can hang on. So Jaguars have first. It's theirs to fend off the Texans and the Colts with down the stretch. Is this the Trevor Lawrence year? We keep waiting for it. Or is it another mirage? And he was asked that after the game. He's like, his answer is basically, not sure. By the way, we're watching draft pick position now. I hate to say that. Here's where I'm at. Let's lay this out going into the Giants game this week, because this is the thing we're going to be talking about all week. AWOD said last week he wanted as close to a win as you could get, like Broncos style, without the win. And I get that. I can't do draft position yet. I need Jaden to play a good game so I can feel good going into the offseason. I need Jaden to dominate an opponent. I need a win. I need to feel good about that win. We've seen too much this year. We have to finish on something resembling a positive note before you go in the tank. You can't go in the tank until you prove that you're going in the tank. Right now, they're just bad. Tanking is when you're kind of good, but playing to lose or managing to lose. they're not tanking right now, y'all. They're bad. They played to win yesterday, and they lost 31-0, by the way. 31-0. They're not tanking. They're bad. They need to win one to prove they can be good, and then I will entertain the idea of tanking. Until then, you're a bad football team that's lost 8 in a row, and they are a bad football team, and they have lost 8 in a row. Competition, I think you have to love seeing the Titans get a win, get to 2 over the Browns, who are stuck at 3. I still think these guys are going to be picking 9th or 10th when the dust settles, but certainly there were some rays of hope there among the losing teams, some maybe cracking open the draft order that these guys, you know, Arizona sitting in front of them, the Falcons, the Bengals sitting in front of them, those teams could lose as well. There's ground to cover here, but Washington's floating in single digits right now. We're going to be watching the tank sooner rather than later. If they finish in single digits and they didn't pick up a win down the stretch, which would get them to like 1-5, I don't even know. You get an elite pass rusher, but can this coaching staff survive losing out to divisional opponents on national TV down the stretch? And this is where last year really hurts you. You get to play the Giants game Sunday in anonymity. You really need to win that one, by the way. Win that one convincingly, then we can start the tank. But here's what you need to know. After that Giants game, full national TV window against the Eagles, full national TV window Christmas Day against the Cowboys, and then the finale against the Eagles. Nobody watches the finales anymore in the NFL. But you got to get a win. Can this coaching staff survive? That would be, if they lose the Giants game and the Eagles, Christmas Day against the Cowboys would be the 11th straight loss for this football team. Can you survive that as a coaching staff? I'm warming up the bus for them. I'm not calling to fire everybody today. And Cliff may have a golden parachute. He may get out of here as a head coach. Although yesterday did not fill me with any confidence that he will, nor that anybody should hire him. Two just major, major gaffes. One, not running at the goal line. You had three chances there, second, third, and fourth and goal from the two. Didn't run on any of those plays. And also, the play that Jaden got hurt on, the interception by Van Ginkle, you got to know better than that. He's elite at doing that. You got to know where he is and that he's going to pounce on that every single time. That was frustrating. And they didn't adjust to the blitz all day. And that was a strength versus strength matchup. The Vikings are very good defensively and very well schemed defensively. That's also a tough one to swallow. That's a tough one to take right there, where you have it in sight. You do. You have it in sight where you can see the blitzes. You can bring Jaden back to the iPad. You can get better. And they didn't. So I don't think Cliff's getting out of town anymore, right? But golden parachute, maybe he does. I think you got to reboot. If you don't, are you going to trust this coaching staff for another year? I think the average fan right now listening to this show is ready to do that. I don't know if they're going to be able to handle a divisional losing streak that plays out on Hard Knocks, that plays out on national TV. Y'all, there is so much nationally televised football. Goodness. There is so much nationally televised football ahead of this team. Those are the ones that are going to matter here, because that forms the national impression. And that's, hot seat talk can heat up quickly in the NFL, especially if you lose 11 in a row. Got to beat the Giants this weekend. Nothing more to it than that. Just that. Got to beat the Giants this weekend. It's that simple, but it's that hard as well. And I don't know if they can do it. We'll see. Not a lot of faith after yesterday. They played well against the Broncos. Bottle that up. Broncos are a good team. Bottle that up. Play better against the Giants. That's the situation. VCU basketball. We're the home of VCU basketball. They're back at it Wednesday night against New Mexico. We'll step aside. We'll wrap this thing up. We'll send you off to A1 Radio right after this. You're listening to 910
The Fan. All right,
we'll up-tempo music. Happier portion of the show ahead, maybe? I don't know. With you for the next hour and a half. A1 Radio takes over. He will be at Capitol Ale House. That's the home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. He'll be there noon to 3. Go commiserate with him. He can't have enjoyed what he saw yesterday on television from his Washington Commanders. I say that because, I mean, John Kimes said this is the new rock bottom this season. Seahawks game was bad, and I think the extra kick in the pants was Jaden getting hurt late. And even as I think somebody said that, and I was like, I don't think this is the worst because Jaden got, there he goes. And then Zach Ertz gets hurt. Just end this stupid thing. End this stupid season already. Jeez. It's brutal. It's brutal. And 98 yards. Yeah, that one stings. Couldn't run the ball from the two. That one stings. That's a fire everybody kind of game right there. I'm going to light up my pitchfork and torch with you guys as well. Fire everybody after something like that. I'll feel different. I'll calm down by the time I talk to y'all on Thursday. Reminder, I'm off tomorrow and Wednesday. You'll hear BetQL or other Odyssey national programming. AWOD's still here all week long. He'll take care of you noon to 3. We'll be back on Thursday for Thursdays with Friends. We'll move play Chesterfield to Thursday as well. College football playoff. My goodness, where to start? I thought they got it right, mostly. They could have picked Duke, by the way, y'all. This could have been worse. They could have picked Duke, and they didn't. They did the right thing, and they picked JMU. Don't love that matchup at all, JMU going to Oregon. That's a tough one. I don't think that suits anybody well on the JMU side. They're going to get paid. They're going to get another game together. I'm super pumped for them. Go give it your all. Good luck. So it could have been worse. I thought they had a chance to put the stake. They had the knife out. They could have put the stake right in the heart of title games and driven it through. They could have been the change they wanted to see in the world. If they had left out Alabama, which they should have, we would have had a play-in round into the tournament starting next year, which I think is what we're building towards. And it's annoying that we can't get there a little quicker because I think that the status quo went out for another year. Everybody's talking about, let's go to a 16-team playoff, boot it up that weekend. Sure, maybe. I think you're gonna hold out 5 conference spots and they're going to declare right after the rivalry weekend which teams are playing the play-in games, right? So here it would have been UVA against Miami, play-in game. It would have been, you know, Alabama against Texas, play-in game. It would have been marketed a little differently. Big 12, you could have decided Texan, it's BYU against Arizona State, or you could have gone with, you know, something else. Group of 5, you're probably going to put 2 of those teams together. You're going to say Tulane, JMU, let's go. See you on the field next Saturday. Sort out who the group of 5 team is. That's what we're building towards. The other option is a true 16-team playoff. That'll take longer because you got to negotiate that out. Had the chance to do that. Didn't do it. Did the pretzel logic. Alabama's in. We can't punish them for playing the SEC title game. BYU, they're out. I mean, did you see them? They got destroyed. That's committee pretzel logic for you. Welcome aboard, new college football fans. Got Miami Notre Dame right. Had room for one of them. They played a game, y'all, and one of the teams won that game. You had to take that team. That's an easy one. You have to take the team that wins the football game in that head-to-head between the two teams. And if there's a gap, there's a gap. The gap was narrowed / was non-existent by Selection Sunday. They mostly did right by everybody, obviously. How about Indiana? How about the fighting Kurt Cignetti's? How about that for a number 1 seed? Just an incredible dream season for them. No matter what happens from here, absolute dream season for them. Number 1 seed in the whole stinking thing. Georgia, of course, deserved to get the bye anyway. So did Ohio State. Texas Tech slides onto the bye line. I think that is correct all around. Tulane's going to go get Ole Miss. Now, I disagree with this. Now, I'll set aside the fact that I wanted JMU to go play Ole Miss or UVA. Had their chance, could have. But I don't think there should be rematches in the first round. I disagree with having rematches in the first round. I also don't love the possibility of some rematches in the second round. You're going to have a lot of SEC loaded against each other, Ole Miss, Georgia, potentially. A lot of, you know, in new matchups too. Alabama, Oklahoma is a new matchup. I don't know. I'd probably rather see non-conference matchups there, and you could have shuffled that pretty easily. I think there was room to do that there, to split up Tulane and Ole Miss. That's all right. We're nitpicking. What was the TV show for? The TV show that we were told we had to watch every week. Nothing. We learned nothing from that TV show each week. So enjoy. Everybody watch the TV show. Good for you guys. You learned nothing from it. But they got it mostly right in the end, which means we can cool down enough to get mad again next year and do it all again. Notre Dame left out. I'm fine with that. They had opportunities. They didn't seize those. Join a conference, fellas. If you joined the ACC this year, you would have been the ACC champ. Would have been the representative. Just saying. There's options out there for Notre Dame. And everybody, you remember James Franklin had pitched his fit last year. Like, oh, they didn't have to play a conference title game. And then they were fresher when we got them later. And that was dumb, too, by the way. Everybody's dumb and self-serving in college football. It's why we love it. It's why it's the greatest league in the world for arguing about over beers. All right. So college football playoff is set. Dagger for UVA. Which they were so close. So many times. What a drive to finish the game, first off. Nails to go the length of the field. Didn't go for two. I get it. I think it's a defensible decision. You're playing well. You've got the momentum. You don't want to leave it all to one fluke play. But then you call the trick play in overtime. Duke goes right through you. Tough end to a good season. JMU keeps dancing. We're dancing with the Dukes. Here on The Fan, excited to do that with you for another couple weeks till they go out to Oregon in 2 weeks, which will be a ton of fun. Brent Pry. How about Brent Pry, y'all? Coming back as Tech's defensive coordinator. I love it. I think it speaks to an exit process that was handled very gracefully. I think it speaks to a guy who people are still excited to watch him coach. People are still, people still think he knows what he's doing. And he can take that role. And I'm really excited for Brent Pry to come back. I think that's a good thing. And I think it shows that, look, they needed change and the change was obvious and change is coming. But also still an appreciation for what he brought to the table. I think that's really neat. All right, we got to go around the NFL before we do anything else. We'll get back to UVA. You'll hear from Tony Elliott. We'll hear from Bob Chesney in hour number two of this very fine radio program. We're with you until noon. AWOD Radio takes over. Grant and Danny were in Minnesota. That's a great stadium. I'm sure they had a great time there. They'll give their reflections on that. 3-6 today, but also, what a butt-kicking. And then Grant and Daniel right behind Jaden as they're working on him after the injury. Goes in the medical tent, doesn't come back out. I appreciate that we saw a little Marcus Mariota because he was bad too, and the Vikings got to him too. And I think that gave good context on Jaden's day and where Jaden goes from here. But there's a lot to talk about, a lot to get to. I also want to talk about the post-game show because it was cracking me up yesterday. So let's dive into that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Monday rolls on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. You're home for the Commanders in Richmond. Still the most Commanders talk in town.
Still an interesting football team with a lot to talk about. The injuries are piling up. Zach Ertz, that one stinks. Have we seen him play his last game here? Sure feels like maybe we have. But what do you know, Jaden comes back, by the way. Jaden plays on Sunday in New York. And Jaden needs to win on Sunday in New York. And this defense needs to win on Sunday in New York. That's a big game because you're going national TV against the Eagles and the Cowboys in the next two. Got to get a win. Got to stop this losing streak. Jaden plays. He needs to learn how to come around on these defenses, on these blitzes. Giants were good against him in the opener. He needs a second crack at this.
He needs to play. He has not done enough this season. He hasn't done enough this career to warrant, oh, we'll get him next year. He's got to show he can get him next year. And that's got to inform the offseason process as well. I do believe that. And I believe that's important for this team. I want to knock out a couple unrelated college football items. I know the playoff is the main topic of conversation today. Congrats to the Dukes. Bummer to UVA. Good season. For sure. We played the Tony Elliott clip. He's going to call them champions. I personally am not going to call them champions because they didn't win the championship game. But they are well positioned because they have money and they have a little momentum. I think also their schedule gets tougher. Their in-state competition gets tougher. I think it's going to be tough for them to get back to this spot in the next 3 to 5 years. I really do. And it's not to take anything away from Tony Elliott, the job he did this year. He had a line on a great quarterback in Chandler Morris. He had the opportunity to play an easy schedule. They took full advantage of that. Couldn't get it across the finish line and get to the ultimate goal. Neither could George Welsh, man. It's tough out there. It is tough out there in college football. By the way, ACC, just the funniest conference of them all. Do you think the SEC or the Big Ten would ever for a second have let that outcome happen? No chance. The only thing you could say is maybe if UVA wins, Miami doesn't get in because there's ACC representation. I don't think so, though. I think they're probably both in. I think the committee sorts that out at the end. If that's the case, fine. The right team got in. Miami's been the best team in the ACC and the team most likely to win a playoff game the whole way. But still, a tough finish for the Wahoos. And Tech's coming, man. Tech's coming around that corner. In that vein, you all know Ricky Ronnie, the coach at Old Dominion, is widely rumored to be talking about a spot on the Virginia Tech staff. Old Dominion quarterback Colton Joseph will enter the transfer portal. I told Pete Thamel yesterday he's got 2 years of eligibility remaining. I would imagine he is a prime target at Virginia Tech. I think he could make some noise in the ACC. I think this may be Chandler Morris part two. I'm connecting those dots right now. I think it's a very natural fit given the budget Virginia Tech's working with, given the need for a quarterback. I think that one makes a ton of sense for the Hokies. And Brent Pry coming back? Is that a prank, y'all? Brent Pry coming back as defensive coordinator. That's cool. Good for Brent Pry coming back as defensive coordinator. We'll dive into that more in a bit. We'll get back to everything else going on in the world as well. Because this is silly season in college football. All right, so yesterday the Big 12 fines Kansas State and Iowa State $500,000 each for opting out of their bowl game. Does anybody care about these mid-tier bowl games? Aside from the Pop-Tarts Bowl. We will not have a negative word spoken about the Pop-Tarts Bowl. If we find out the UVA is going to the Pop-Tarts Bowl, we will go to wall-to-wall programming immediately. They're not this year. That's a hypothetical for the future. Georgia Tech's in the Pop-Tarts Bowl this year. And BYU, do Mormons eat Pop-Tarts? I don't know. We're going to find out. I hope they do. We'd hate to have to cancel the Pop-Tarts Bowl on account of the winning team not being able to eat the mascot. These are theoretical questions here. Good on Georgia Tech. Represent the ACC. Win the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Kansas State and Iowa State fined $500,000 for not agreeing to play in a bowl game. Come on. It's a long season. Don't do them like that. Nobody wants that. Exactly. Who's looking good in the college football playoff here post a bracket? I would submit that Indiana probably doesn't want to do Rose Bowl against an SEC team. That's Alabama or Oklahoma. If they could do pick your opponent, they'd probably pick Ole Miss or A&M. I think A&M's a paper tiger. I think Miami's going to beat A&M. I'm calling that right now. Miami, Ohio State will rekindle some fun memories in the second round if we get there. But Indiana's going to the Rose Bowl to play the winner of Alabama, Oklahoma. I think at some point we'll probably move to the Rose Bowl being a semifinal and being on New Year's Day. I think we'll all realize that's the better calendar. I don't put any faith in college football recognizing anything, though. And they show the committee all weekend, like, here's the committee studiously watching football. They're all sitting in leather chairs, like, watching a TV. It's like, that is the worst way to watch college football. Like, man, I would liven up that room. Just so y'all know, I'll liven up that selection. We got to have snacks. We got to make some noise and scream about the TVs. I would have livened up the room. That's all I'm saying. I love arguing college football. I would be the perfect committee member because the committee was like, this was a grind and this was a very tough decision. I argue about college football for 2 hours a day and then do an extra 15 minutes with AWOT every day. I love arguing about college football. Are you kidding me? Put me in that room. I want to argue about college football. That's not a job. That's a privilege right there. Billy Napier is coming to James Madison. He'll be their next coach. You got an interesting double coach scenario brewing here, where you've got the current coach hanging around for an extra couple weeks to coach a playoff game. New staff coming in. I think they'll manage it just fine. They've got enough money now to manage it just fine down in Harrisonburg. Eagles Chargers tonight, Monday Night Football, which normally I wouldn't go deep into because I'm kind of still in Commander's Misery Monday, and dang, that sucked. But we have to mention the Eagles Positivity Rabbit. And this is one of those tweets where you check to make sure it's not a bit. They put a big inflatable rabbit in the middle of the locker room. It's got an Easter egg and it says Happy Easter. And they put the Positivity Rabbit in the middle of the locker room. The offensive line said, quote, "We're not sad. We just wanted a good vibes bunny." This is the sort of thing. If they win tonight, the bunny becomes the mascot for a Super Bowl run. If they lose tonight, the bunny gets popped in the locker room after the game. No middle ground for the bunny. Bunny doesn't understand how much is riding on tonight's football game for its future. There's a lot riding on this for the bunny. Big inflatable bunny, middle of the Eagles locker room, the positivity bunny. Will it be enough to win in LA? I'm intrigued by this one because I think the Chargers still have a thing or two to prove as well. They've had some duds this year, and they've had some good games as well and some nice wins, certainly the opener against the Chiefs. But the Broncos win, I don't know that that's a signature win. Crush the Vikings, that's your signature win. Beat the Steelers, who have been uneven up and down. I think they've got some proving to do. Next 3 weeks for the Chargers, they got tonight against the Eagles, they're in Arrowhead, and then they're in Dallas. Three really big games for a team that could be a playoff team pretty easily. They also have some proving to do. Texans and Broncos, their last two, all five of these, very difficult games. So Harbaugh and the Chargers, something to prove. The Eagles playing for the money, playing for the vibes. Look, they're going to win the Super Bowl either way. The question is just whether they'll hate each other doing it or not. Can the bunny bring love to the room? I don't know. I don't know if the bunny can bring love to the room or not. Just saying. We'll see if the bunny can. If that's any other city, I'm devoting full segments to the bunny. But it's Philly, so I hate the bunny. I'm sorry. I don't make the rules. I'm sorry. Those are the rules. We're with you until noon. Those are the rules. AWOD Radio takes over. Grant and Danny, 3-6. Who's talking at 6? They'll put a bow on a tough loss for UVA. It's Misery Monday here. I'm stopping short of calling for everybody to be fired, but I'm watching the situation because it could get worse from here. They were responsible to keep Jaden Daniels out. I want him back in Sunday. Make no mistake. I want him back in. I want him to win before this season's over. I need him to win before the season's over so we can have a good offseason together. Because that's important to me. It's also important to me you keep listening because we got two more segments for you before we kick it over to AWOD. Programming reminder, we will not be with you tomorrow, Wednesday. Don't adjust your radio. You'll get national programming from the X, what do we call that? From the Infinity Sports Network. That's coming tomorrow and Wednesday. We're back Thursday for Thursdays with Friends. We'll make up play Chesterfield then as well. You're listening to Richmond's home for the Commanders and VCU basketball Wednesday night against New Mexico. This is 9-10. How we doing? Let's check in on the college teams because UVA had a bit of a misery Monday. They also apparently had a moral victory Saturday, which was news to me. That was delivered by Tony Elliott. All right. Y'all are going to want to hear this from Tony Elliott because this is kind of wild. All right. UVA beats Tech. Was awesome. Great game for them. We were there. Fantastic. Outcome, fantastic. Everything for the Wahoos. That's exactly what they wanted and what they needed was to beat their rival, get to the ACC title game. I smelled fishiness from the get-go. Line was only 3.5. Wasn't sure what that was all about. Duke jumps out to their lead. UVA rallies. Phenomenal drive to end the game. Kicks the extra point. Defensible decision. I would have done the same thing. Go to overtime. Duke runs it right down your throat. That's not great. They kind of had their way with you. You go with the trick play. Chandler Morris throws the interception. A tough way to go out that close to the college football playoff. We'll get back to the NFL, the Commanders, and that misery in a bit. I'm not going to yell fire everybody, but dang if I don't want to this morning coming off of that. But we got a college football playoff. That deserves our attention as well. But here's Tony Elliott after the game. This is the whole answer is 4.5 minutes long, by the way, about the game. This is a portion of it. And this is about how this team.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Team deserves to be able to call itself champions.
So it's just a testament to who they've been all season. You know, it gets frustrating at times because you win close games, you don't win by enough points, right? You have teams that are balanced and do well in the situations that win football games, and then it's not talked about. But you know, the approach that we have is we understand how competitive our league is and how competitive we believe college football is going to be going forward. So our approach is to have a one possession mentality, right? And so all we're looking for is one possession, get it to the fourth quarter, go win the game in the fourth quarter. And my message to the team in the locker room is obviously disappointed. It hurts, and there's nothing that I can say to take away the pain. But I also told them how much I love them, how proud I am of the football team that was picked 14th out of 17th and earned, you know, the right to be here. We came up short tonight. It's unfortunate, but we earned the right to be here. Man, we overcome so much adversity 3 years ago. This program was written off. I don't think anybody would have thought that we'd be here this quickly in this position. And so what I told them is, you know, being a champion really is a state of mind, right? And a condition of your heart. And that's what I told them. So in my mind, and I know this may sound crazy in this situation, but I believe I got the right to call somebody a champion, right? With my background, and they got a heart of a champion. The football team that lost tonight came up a touchdown short. They got the heart of a champion, or they wouldn't have been in the situation that they're in. But also, when you're trying to climb that mountain and get to the top, the air is thin, and the margin for error is very, 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 very small.
I know champions. I think I can say on authority that you can call these guys champions. He must not have been paying attention at the ACC title games he was at, because that is not how we decide who can and cannot be called champions. That's actually not how it works at all, Tony Elliott. But look, great season for UVA. Coming in, we said, easy schedule. I said they'll win 8. And they beat that, by the way, by 2, with some really nice wins along the way. That Louisville win, outstanding win. We all thought UNC would be dog poo. No, we actually thought Bill Belichick was going to have a great team. We thought Bill would be able to do this after that first drive against TCU. They were bad. Still a nice win to go down there, get them in overtime. 2 overtime wins. The overtime luck runs out for everybody, unless you're Tony Bennett. His overtime luck never ran out, and he was able to be a winner. Walk off cutting down the nets. Tony Elliott didn't get that. Championship game against Duke. Offense just couldn't get rolling. They had those games this season. I still love Chandler Morris. Still would have loved to have seen Chandler Morris go down to Texas Tech, play a football game in his home state. I think he would have been spectacular. He rose above moments where we don't expect UVA players and teams to rise above. Tony Elliott's half right. This was a team to be proud of. And also, you can't call them champions. They're not champions. They're not even state champions. JMU is the state champion. I gave out a one moral victory last week. Everybody's trying to push the line. Everybody's trying to figure out where the line, how far can we push MP, give out moral victory. I'm not giving out a moral victory at an ACC championship game. Against Duke! Get out of town. Only thing more embarrassing than that was the ACC putting out their graphic. You have to let Duke into the college football playoff. They've got this win tonight. And the quarterback who throws lots of passes. No, you don't. Come on now. They should have put all their muscle behind Miami. Didn't matter. Miami got in the end. Justice is served. Correct outcome happened. Miami got in over Notre Dame. And it made it a tenser show than it needed to be in Harrisonburg, because the ACC campaign, I think, led everybody in the back of their minds to be like, are they actually going to do this? Are they going to pull the rug out? Are they going to be like, whoop, actually, ACC's in. Sorry, JMU. It was a real possibility. Here's Bob Chesney on reliving the day, starting with the Duke game, his emotions.
Oh, man, it was the last week. Like, you know, the amount of emotions, you know, that I think we've all been through over these past 7 days has been extreme. And, you know, the night before was a late one. Last night was certainly a late one. And, you know, I guess we'll be able to get on this film and figure it out. But we're all watching. We're all huge fans of Duke. And, you know, what a win for them.
I know everything's kind of crazy all right now, but have you even just had a second to be able to step back and realize what you're doing?
0 seconds.
Program?
Yeah, seriously, 0 seconds. It's been all just about, you know, I think now that we know that we're in here, I think that you could, you know, begin to take a second, especially over today while we're, you know, getting on this film, for Monday and Tuesday. You'll have a moment to reflect, but I think their true reflection happens when the season's over. We're still in the middle of this mission and excited to have that opportunity.
What was it like watching those guys celebrate it today when it does flash up on the screen?
It was awesome. I mean, I just think that there's a lot of work, you know, that went into it. The amount of, you know, watching them celebrate in my mind on Friday night on that stage was very special. And then to have that opportunity to all be together again and then, you know, watch your name pop up on that screen, because you really don't know. You think you know, but you don't officially 100% know until it happens. And I just think you could feel the emotion in that room. It was special.
That's Bob Chesney. He's the coach of the JMU Dukes, and they are playoff bound going out to Oregon. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Saturday's Army-Navy in Baltimore and the Heisman, which I am a Heisman voter for the first time this year. I've done my probationary period around college football. I cast my vote. I am not allowed to tell you who I voted for until after the ceremony, so I guess we'll knock that out next Monday. By the way, programming note, we'll relay it to the second hour listeners. I will not be here tomorrow or Wednesday, regularly scheduled off days here. Doesn't hurt that I don't have to do Commander's Rewind tomorrow, because that's going to be a brutal one. You'll still get Take Command, the Odyssey podcast with Logan Paulson and Grant Paulson, the Paulsons. They're not brothers, but they know each other because they do a podcast together about the Commanders. They'll break it down for you everywhere you find your podcast. I'll still make time on the plane as I get out of town to jot some notes down on the tape, bring those back to you on Thursday, but don't expect the full breakdown because you got to burn the tape after a game like that. Terrible outing for the Commanders, shut out by Minnesota. Let's both ways here. This is their first time shutout since 2019. That was the rain game against the 49ers when they were here. The famous Larry Michael radio call at the end of that one. It was so rainy and muddy that after the game, the Niners were playing slip and slide on the field at FedEx, which was so bad. And Larry Michael gets just progressively more livid up in the radio booth. And he goes, "They'll remember this. We'll remember this. They're making a mockery of our stadium on our turf. And we'll remember this. We're going to give it back to them next time we see them." They didn't, by the way, in case you're wondering. They beat in San Francisco, but they're not like that. I think nobody remembered that, actually. 9-0 was the final in that game. They also had the Josh Johnson game in Philly. That was a legit shutout a couple years earlier, but that was injury-aided as well. It's hard to get shut out in the NFL, I guess, is my takeaway here. It's really hard to not score a single point in an entire NFL game. And these guys pulled it off. Congrats to the Washington Commanders. Also, the other way, this defense, well, not this defense, all the iterations of the defense, haven't had a shutout since 1999. They have not had a shutout in this century. And it takes a little luck, right? UVA was about to have a shutout on Virginia Tech this year. Tech gets one pass late in the game. Obviously, you're resting guys who you want for the ACC title game the next week. Would have been fun to have the shutout. Not necessary. But would have been fun. It takes a lot of luck, I guess, is what I'm saying. And then there's this. The Commanders last had the shutout 1999. Even further back than that. Almost every team's had one in the last 5 years. It's tough to be a Commanders fan. I feel for y'all this morning. Coming off of the Cowboys beating the Lions, it feels dark, man. It feels dark. There's that little bit of hope, and then it gets extinguished, and then you get your nuts kicked by Seattle on national TV, and then Jaden gets hurt, and then he comes back. There's a little flick. I go, "Oh, Minnesota, it's a winnable game." And then you get shut out, and then your quarterback leaves injured again, and Zach Ertz out for the season as well, which is a tough one. Bad day for injuries. Daniel Jones as well going down. That's it for the Colts, who pushed their chips in. Colts saying a similar thing. "We got Sauce Gardner. We pushed our chips in. What's happening here?" And that's what's happening here. It's
It's tough in the NFL. Short stretches lie. Long periods of time don't. I still like Jaden Daniels. We'll dive into his long-term future with the team and more as we roll on this Monday edition. Misery Monday on The Fan. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.